Yesterday, upon the stair, I met a man who wasn't there.
Hello? Can you find me?
He wasn't there again today. I wish he'd go away.
I'm behind you. I am right behind you.
Last night I saw upon the stair a little man who wasn't there.
Don't be scared. I just want to play a game with you.
He wasn't there again today. Oh, how I wish he'd go away.
Hey there, pod people. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Paranormal Whispers, a Through the Abyss podcast production. I'm your host, Mandy, and tonight we are joined by two pretty good-looking firemen here. We've got Mike and Matt, and they are with Southern Heat Paranormal Productions. It's a small paranormal film company based out of Georgia. They travel the country and film and investigate supposed haunted places. How are you guys doing tonight?
Good. Good evening. How are you?
Good. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, I'm glad you had us or having us.
Yeah, I'm excited. We, Mike and I had a nice little chatting conversation, and he told me a little bit about them, and they seem like a pretty cool guys. Tell me, how did you get involved in this insane hobby that we have?
Well, do you want to go first? Want me to?
You can go.
Okay. Well, I guess it all started years ago with me, at least, being in the fire service and always wanting that final piece to connect everything up as far as dealing with tragic events and when someone passes and where do they go, and this can't be the end, it just can't be darkness. So I've always had a wondering for that, I guess. And I moved to Georgia here about 4 or 5 years ago and actually hooked up with Matt through the fire department, and we sort of connected in that way. And since then we have been, I guess, trying to figure this out and chasing ghosts on our days off,
which I'm sure are few and far between.
We have a pretty decent schedule. I mean, I
work 10 days a month.
Yeah, about 10 days a month we work. So
wow, nice.
I mean, we work 24-hour shifts. I work 48. I work two on, three off. Yeah, and Matt works one on, two off. So we try to correlate our time off together. But yeah, I guess that was the biggest push for me. I've always wondered, you know, what happens after we cross that veil into the next being or next world.
And sure.
So now we trying to figure that out or understand a little more.
For me, I've always been in the paranormal. I know everybody has these questions. I'm not a religious. Oh, I'm sorry. That echo was killing me. I've always had a connection with the paranormal. Like when I was younger, I was real close to one of my uncles, and he had a traumatic event. He got ran over by a tractor. Only in Georgia where you get ran over by a tractor.
Well, not funny, but I know what you're saying.
But he came to me. Like, I was laying in his bed. I would stay at his mom's house, which is my grandma. And I would stay in his room. And I was laying there one night. He was just sitting there staring at me. And ever since then, I was wondered about this connection or whatever. I want to know what it was.
Yeah.
And being in the fire service, we see a lot of things that I don't agree with, religious wise.
Right. It doesn't. How can something happen when
this traumatic happens to a baby and Jesus is or God or whatever is letting it happen?
Yeah.
I just have questions for the.
So he's more of the skeptic, and I guess I'm more of a believer. So that sort of makes us a good pair when we work together.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely helps keep you grounded.
Yeah, it gives you that balance.
Yeah, it does. Because, I'm I'm not religious at all. I don't particularly care for religion. I'm spiritual, but not religious. And I'm the one who always gets excited on my team, and Laura is usually the one who, she's more like, you know, the skeptic, and tries to always try to find a natural, you know,
right
thing first. But sometimes, oh, it's hard not to jump to, oh my God, that was a ghost, you know. So,
right, but, he hears stuff all the time. Right, I know what you're saying.
Well, that's one thing we're bad about is we don't jump. We don't get scared, I guess you would say. I mean, there's one video where I kicked the trash can and scared the shit out of Mike. That was pretty funny.
Yeah.
But like,
I like generally just entering a building, just because I think what you're saying is just how we're trained.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've been doing this for a long time, and
like the darkness does not bother us at all.
Right.
I can walk around in the dark all day and feel completely comfortable with that. I'm a diver also, so when we go diving, there's no such thing as clear water in Georgia. So okay. It's like you're in space and you're in the darkness, so that stuff doesn't bother me.
Yeah. We're just trained not to be or get excited, I guess.
We're trained to be monotone.
We expect the unexpected, more or less.
Being firefighters, so, you have to.
Yeah, I mean, we always try to go in open-minded, and because you may hear one thing when you're dispatch and you get on the scene and it's a whole different thing. So we sort of plays off in the paranormal too. Like,
oh, sure.
You hear all this chatter, like Bobby Mackey's, we're just right. We hear all these horror stories, and you know, a lot of the stuff.
So many really untrue.
Happen. Yeah. I mean, it just, you know,
it's all about the money nowadays. Everybody's trying to sell the store.
Not with me. It's not. I don't
feed
in all that bullshit they put out there about that place. I like that place too much. And I have much respect for the ghosts who are there to do that.
Yes. We enjoyed being there.
Yeah,
I had a great time.
Not to jump Bobby off track.
Oh, no, you're fine. You're fine.
Bobby was a great guy. I mean, we sat there and shot.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he is. He's a very, very nice guy. He doesn't care about the paranormal. Doesn't believe in it, but... He makes good damn money off of it. So he's not crying about that part.
But he's not for the money on the paranormal side. He let somebody else totally handle
it. Yeah. It was funny. We got there, and it was a Friday night. We started talking to him at the bar before we did an interview with him, and he's like, you know, I've waited 44 years for you guys to get here. I'm like, okay, that was odd to say that, like just randomly, but it
he
was
said
like,
that
a,
to you?
Yeah, like me and Matt. He's like, I've waited 44 years for you guys to get here. And I wish we were recording that to hear it. But yeah,
that's interesting.
It was like an automatic connection with us. Like we talked for like an hour and a half.
And we recorded all of it. But something happened to the SD card where it just like totally messed up. Like, we don't know what happened.
We recorded at Carl's grave. That SD card messed up.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, just, it's not surprising.
Yeah, it's just something didn't want told.
I don't even know where Carl's grave is. That's horrible.
We had to
research it.
That was one weird thing I found with Bobby was he talked about Carl like he was his son. You know, like they were good friends, he helped raise them and all that. And we're like, well, where is he buried at? He's like, I don't know. Well, if y'all were so close, why don't you know where his grave is? So we actually had to do some research
and find it.
It's less than
wow.
Yeah, it's almost in line with the bar.
That's not surprising at all. That I don't know why Carl was so drawn to that. Well, I mean, I kind of do because I'm drawn to the place too. Not to the extent that he was, because pretty sure he's still there.
I don't think he's ever
gonna leave.
Isn't that terrible?
It is, because he had a hell of a time there. I mean, you know, I don't personally necessarily believe he was possessed. I think there was probably some mental issues that were playing into it a little bit, it was an interesting, I love the place. I mean, I've spent hundreds of hours there and, you know, there are no demons.
No. So you live close then?
I don't. I actually live about an hour away, but, you know, I do tours there, so I'm there.
Well, that's close. That's closer than living.
I wish I lived a little bit closer, but.
If we live an hour away, you're more often.
But Matt, you're a little hard to hear.
Emma?
Yeah,
is this better?
No, I think I heard the echo. Say something.
No.
I can hear him, but...
Say something.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I got you. Okay. Yeah, no echo. Okay. Just want to make sure.
Sorry. This is the first time
you're fine.
Yeah, we're actually going to do another one with the owner of the Bell Mansion in Indiana. Bell
Mansion. Oh, yeah?
I forget the name of his podcast.
The Bell Mansion. I don't think I've even heard of that one.
It's in Indiana. Yeah, everybody goes there. It's sort of like a big...
I'm about to check that out. Indiana has so many places. It's unreal.
Yeah, and Ohio is the same way.
You
actually live in a good spot. I don't know what it is in that area. It's like Kentucky, Tennessee. It's, yeah.
I'm actually moving back to Tennessee at the end of the year, back home.
Oh, yeah.
I grew up in Tennessee, so.
Oh, okay.
Getting back to my roots a little bit.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's a... Where are some places that you guys have been that you've had some really awesome experiences? Like, what are some of your favorite places?
Okay, that's... I was going to say, where do you want to start?
I think Andersonville was one of the... It was short, but it was the most interesting to me.
And I think with Andersonville, not to cut you off, I think because nobody was there for a long, long time, and we went in open-minded and just opened that veil with a seance,
mm-hmm.
a good seance, and everybody... The ghost portal just lit up. Everybody was trying to talk. We had like foreign voices. We had Spanish voices. We had everything just lit up. And like everybody
started
talking.
Where's Andersonville?
In Georgia, I guess near Americus. Does that sound right, Matt? You're from here more than me.
It's right there. It was the largest Civil War imprisonment camp.
Oh, wow.
They had thousands, and I think like 40,000. People die there.
Yeah, they starved them to death. They were like cannibalism and everything. Now, we couldn't investigate the federal property.
Right, yeah.
But the town was built to support that encampment. So there's just older buildings there. Most of them are somewhat original. They had to move some in.
The one that we've done
was original.
Right.
The building next to it was original, though one building was brought in.
And attached.
And it was attached to the original building. The town had casualties just as many as the prison because they were starving to death also because supply trains were getting cut to the south from the north. So they didn't have any supplies to give to anybody.
Right.
So it was just, there was death in the town, death in the camp. It was
saturated.
Right.
So when you guys went there, could you feel, was it real heavy?
If you go to the federal side, the park, I think you can feel somewhat of a heaviness, like where the memorial and all that stuff is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's more of a sadness.
Yeah, I guess if they have like the mock-up, basically where the encampment was, they built like a big high wall around it. Of course, that's gone, but they built a replica of like the entrance where the soldiers that were captured would leave the train station, walk down the hill and up into that camp, that slave camp, prison camp. And when you walk through that door, you sort of felt, overcome with
a
little bit
sadness.
Yeah.
As soon as you open that door, it's just like depression. It's just like, man, I'm screwed. Because pretty much, if you went there, you're dead.
You're not getting out now.
There's a movie on that's really a good movie. I forgot what it's called. I think it's called Anderson.
I think there's one on YouTube or maybe Netflix. I'm not sure. But yeah, that was an interesting one. And then we were up in Pennsylvania at Crescent Sanatorium. It was an old prison.
How was that?
Good. Massive.
Is that the one that you can investigate like 20 buildings.
Yes.
Like there's 20 or 40 buildings.
Yes, it's crazy huge. And it's like it was a sanatorium, tuberculosis center, prison. So you have all that energy. It's like the trifecta of like the paranormal.
Yeah.
Like you have everything just in one place.
And it's on top of the mountain.
Away from everything. It's just, it was
overwhelming at sometimes. Like,
I mean, it was just me and him most of the time. We had some people come in to do some drone footage, but that was, we had some interesting things happen.
Yeah, we got a lot of good captures up there, but talk of time slipping, we know. We got into this one cell block and it was like, we spent 2 hours there.
Really?
I look back now. Yeah, I look back now at the episodes, like the same hallway for like 45 minutes. I'm like, what were we doing?
Yeah.
Were you getting any activity or just?
Yeah. And
we had a lot of REM pod activity, SOS. Then we were just sitting there having a conversation. And I just got angry and I pulled my knife out and I was like, I want to stab this mother.
Like,
he's standing right next to me. I'm like, so I throw my knife down the hallway. And I was like, there's your shiz. Go get it. You can have it. Then you see like an orb come out of a jail cell or some room and goes right towards the knife.
The knife.
Wow.
Yeah, that place is crazy up there. If you ever get a chance, to go up there for sure.
Yeah, we were actually thinking about doing that because it's newer.
Yeah, I mean, I think
over investigated yet.
No, I don't think it. I think Ghost Hunters were there, and a couple other national televised productions were there. But yeah, it's.
But it's so big. I mean, you could have hundreds of people there.
I wouldn't even interfere. We didn't even touch probably half the buildings.
I think we only did like 6 buildings.
Yeah.
Wow.
It just, you just sucked in, and before you know it's 3-4 in the morning. It's like, what are we doing? But yeah, we caught a mist up there, a really good mist.
Oh, cool.
A lot of shadows.
Voices.
Yeah, like on some of the videos you can hear just like it's still prison.
Oh, wow,
people
really?
Talking. Yeah.
Cool.
That's a good place to go. And then, we did a fan investigation last year in North Carolina at the USS North Carolina.
Oh, nice.
It was a ticketed event, but we had some people reach out to us and wanted to come investigate with us. So we're like, okay, well, let's go to North Carolina and investigate the USS North Carolina. And it seemed to go well. Unfortunately, it got real warm, so we couldn't turn the air off inside a boat. So there was a lot of interference, but it seemed, I mean, what the people experienced, the people that came to it had a lot of good activity, you know, had a lot of interaction with REMPOD and some other stuff and some EVPs. You heard of some disembodied voices. I think just a lot of residual stuff.
Yeah. Well, I can imagine with that. Lord have mercy.
Residual will
be there.
And the guy was telling me not to stretch this out, but he was saying basically they decommissioned that ship. So it sat the way it was forever. So when they did a petition and raised money to get that ship back, they gave them everything with that ship. So it wasn't touched at all when they decommissioned it. And I forget when it was, 60s, 70s. It was because the Second War was in. So it had to be part of the 60s, if not earlier. It was decommissioned, so it sat. So when we went and seen that, it was the way it was. It is the way it was. I mean, obviously they did some stuff because of asbestos and lead paint they had to seal. But yeah, it's a good place. Oh, yeah, I've
always wanted to do one of those big ships.
Yeah, it's true, man. Yeah.
It was so hot. I mean,
I couldn't imagine being in World War II in July in that boat.
Yeah.
Oh God, like sleeping quarters and everything. It's like 15 to 40 guys piled in. Oh.
Yeah.
Just the smells.
Yeah.
I mean, just the smells coming out. It would be horrible.
Don't even want to imagine that.
Yeah. We are actually going to, we leave this week and we're filming in Mississippi in Vicksburg. It's a McNutt house. Yeah. General McNutt's. or yeah, general, or no, governor.
Governor.
Governor McNutt. And his brother was in the war too. And it's actually his brother's buried on that property.
Oh.
In the backyard, and behind that is a school. So we'll be there this week coming up. So we're excited about that. It's another area that's pretty super saturated with a lot of
Do you guys do like live investigations when you're doing them, or you mostly just record and then edit later?
We talked about that, and we've done like Crescent, we did like an hour there live. And I did put it in the episode, but yeah. And Matt was just talking to me about doing a 30-minute shout out or spot on TikTok Mississippi. So
TikTok,
we may try that.
Oh, Lord, you can get lots of views on TikTok. You put the right hashtags in there.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
So I think we're going to try something in Vicksburg. I don't know what.
It eats
much of your time up. Because being two of us and all of our equipment, before we get started, it's 10 o'clock. You know, it's like, come on.
Yeah, sometimes we have a cameraman and audio guy, depending on when he can get off. But generally, it's just us. We do have a third. I'll give a quick shout out to Liz. She generally just stays in state with us.
Oh, okay.
With her work schedule and family, it's hard for her to just take off for a week and go to Mississippi or Pennsylvania or wherever. So we do have a female partner, Liz. So she's good too. She enjoys it. She pretty much, well, she's a brave soul. She'll go and sit in a room by herself, interact, and
I'll be honest, that's something I don't like to do. And
no.
I won't go to Bobby Mackey's in the basement by myself unless I absolutely have to. Main floor, I'm fine. Basement,
just
not
that
so
basement.
Much.
I think that was the only, not to skip around, but I think that was the only place I really got a little bit of creep factor.
Wall of Faces rooms, what does it for me?
I felt completely comfortable.
We got a couple EVPs in the Wall of Faces, and we got some SLS stuff.
I did watch your investigation.
Yeah, we didn't get nothing on the. So immediately when I seen the SLS, I went to the spirit box and didn't get too much across the spirit box.
It's hit or miss with that one.
Yeah.
They're finicky.
And then but there were some weird figures in that place on the SLS. I don't know what it was there, but I didn't feel alone.
Oh, no, because you're not when you're in the basement. Mm-mm.
I feel like it's more kids.
I mean, I felt like kids.
Well,
what's up with the kid thing? You go there.
I don't know the kid thing. There used to be a little girl ghost there, but we ended up crossing her over because she didn't need to be there.
Okay.
You know, stuck in that basement with some really, there's one entity that's really horrible, and he likes to hang out in Carl's old workroom.
We did hear that from Alex.
Right by Carl's workroom.
Yeah, we totally got sucked in and forgot and didn't even go into that workshop.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know what would have happened. I mean, we've gotten some good SLS stuff. I won't go in that room because it's kind of a deal I made with this horrific entity that's down there. He's not demonic. He's just a jerk off. Basically, he's one of those that will rush you and get in your energy and makes me sick.
Remember, I was down there, I told you I felt like something rushing.
Yeah, it could have been him. The only thing I had down there is I had somebody underneath my sweatshirt playing with my t-shirt. How odd was that? Like, you know where the jail cell was.
We do have a little prankster down there, although he's really tall, though. I mean, he's like 6-7 feet tall. He likes to photobomb you. And he's playful. He's not. He likes to play jokes.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know why he would get under your sweatshirt.
It was weird. I thought it wasn't like a scratch, but just like, I don't know, just like someone in my shirt playing.
I just thought it was like I could feel something tugging on my shirt.
Yeah.
Something tug on his pants leg.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing confirmed. We've heard that there used to be like a daycare center or something where the well room is. I can't say that it's true because I've never found any evidence to prove that it was. But I mean, we've gotten upstairs by where the little alcove area is. We've gotten what sounds like a little boy, and we've named him Timmy. But again, there's no proof of his existence. But again, you know, we don't know if it's something masquerading as a kid to get us to drop our guard.
Yeah, that's what I told Matt too. And I think he even mentioned it in the episode. Just don't play into it too much, because once you start going down that road or rabbit hole, they're going to just keep at you.
Yeah, and I mean,
well, that's
like,
what I want.
Everybody's scared of that. I'm like, stretch me, dude. Like, prove to me that there's demonic. You know, I mean, I guess that's just me trying to figure things out.
Yeah.
Well, you know, just because you get a scratch doesn't mean it's demonic. You know, that may be literally the only way they know how to get your attention.
Yeah. It was nice. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, we talked to Doug, who wrote the first book, a little bit, just to get everybody's perspective on everything. And then...
we'll talk offline.
Yeah. But talked to him for a while, for a little bit, about some stuff. And like I said, we reached out to some other people and some the other people live there and stuff like that. And just sort of took it all in and just went in, basically just opened everything up and just let them. Because the same thing happened up there with a ghost portal. As soon as you turn that thing on, we just went in open-minded and it just bam, bam. There was women, men talking. And of course, there's stuff you don't. You don't hear right away until I review or edit the film or the production.
Mm-hmm.
You don't hear nothing until you play that. Then you hear all these voices like coming, like the bass where the lady says, let it go, let it go. We didn't hear that at all.
Well, I don't know who that was. Well, okay, Johanna doesn't exist. She's a myth. There are female entities in the basement because I actually have one on film. We have many, many female EVPs. They don't like us for some reason. I don't know if it's like because we're all girls except for Alex. So I think it's like a catty thing with them. They've never liked us from the get-go. They're not mean to us. They're just kind of bitchy, you know? So fine. That's fine. Whatever.
I feel like that's what we talk to the most.
Really? Females.
Well, no, they like the men. The guys tend to get a little bit more attention in the basement than the girls do.
Yeah, I couldn't figure out who that lady's voice was on that said let it go. And then we had a disembodied voice that actually we caught on the mic upstairs, and it was real, real silent. But I think Matt heard it because you can hear Matt say, "What was that?" But
was it a man?
No, it was like a woman, because I said, "Are your memories good here?" or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And you hear Matt's like, "What was that?" And then I couldn't figure out. It sounded like a woman, but talking real, real soft. But that was up where Carl's thing was.
Yeah,
in that room.
We call it the monster room because they used to have a bunch of monster, like the monster drink stuff up there. I think they used to be sponsors. So we just call it the monster room.
The monster room, yeah. Okay.
That's but cool. No, if you sit up there, a lot of the times you will hear disembodied. I mean, you can hear people having a conversation. You can't. I've never been able to make out what they say.
No,
but you can hear them. And it's male and female. It's really cool.
I don't know, just residual or whatever.
Very well could.
Yeah, just hit that time and
God,
on this day.
The energy that place has seen, Lord.
Isn't it crazy? Yeah, I mean, I don't think you ever have the answer. Just from beginning until now, there's just so much has saturated that area.
That area's bad. It's got some bad juju. I believe it's cursed within about a 2.5 mile radius of the building and the property.
I don't think it's just the building.
The land.
Oh, the land, definitely, yeah. Because there's a lot of bad shit that's happened around that building. So
yeah,
on the property, and
we've did some research at the not the library up there, but the
historical society.
Yeah, they gave me a lot of information. Just
did you go to Campbell County one.
Yeah, and stuff like that.
Yeah, they got a lot. Did you see? I think they have the satchel that Scott and Alonzo had Pearl Bryan's head in.
Oh, really? No, we didn't see that.
No, we didn't see that.
Yeah, I think they did a few years ago. Oh, God, this probably been over 10 years ago, I guess. But yeah, they used to have that from what I understand. And
Well, we didn't actually go in there.
No, we just
talked
to
them. Oh, okay. It's a pretty cool place, yeah.
Yeah, we should have went up.
Should have went
up. Yeah.
Instead of the casino.
We were just trying to gather so much information besides the casino, but yeah. You have to have that disconnect.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you absolutely do. So what are some other places you guys... Oh, did I see somewhere that you were just in Tombstone?
No.
Was that not you guys?
That was one of our...
That was our fan group.
Oh, okay, okay.
We have a girl that runs a fan group for us. So our... Basically, what we have that, not to get off track, is so people can post stuff and interact with us easier than our Facebook page, because we sort of keep it locked down.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Just to us, where we have the... She started the face... or the fan group page where people can post stuff and interact and that kind of stuff.
Gotcha.
She's one of the administrators of it. She just was in Tombstone.
Oh, okay. It's a cool place. You guys got
to
go.
Yeah, yeah. That's what Matt was saying, too. He wants to.
I said Matt's there. We're going to go out west more.
Try to.
It's definitely worth it. Maybe not in the summertime, but yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I want to go out there in August.
No,
and,
definitely not.
And Boyle.
So where are some other places you guys have been that you were just blown away?
Let me think. Where did we go last year? We were in Georgia, North Carolina.
Harriman.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. How did I forget about Harriman? Have you been up there?
Harriman, Tennessee?
Yeah, to the old Harriman Hospital.
So, you know what? Somebody, one of my last interviews was talking about that. I've never even heard of Harriman. That's how bad it is.
So how this all worked out is we were supposed to go to Paducah.
Okay.
To go to the Hotel Metropolitan.
Which
no one's ever been there before. And
wow.
We reached out. I think maybe a group in the 2012 or somebody went in and did something. But... it was the only hotel in that city where African-Americans could stay.
Oh.
So, like Tina Turner.
In Paducah? Really?
But yeah. Like, all these people would travel the circuit. They called it the Chitlin Circuit.
The green car. The green car.
It was considered a green car. Card. Sorry, my headphones aren't working. Back in the day when black people traveled, they could only go to certain places and stay at certain places.
Right.
This is one of the places they could stay. So all the Airbnb people stayed there.
Like, oh, wow.
Ray Charles, Tina Turner.
Man.
So we were supposed to go there, but all the water pipes busted.
Well, yeah, the first time her husband had a cardiac issue, and then they had that big freeze. And then had issues with that. So,
oh, wow.
Make a long story short, how Harrington come about. We ended up, I made a few phone calls and they got us in like last minute on a Thursday, I think.
Yeah, it was pretty quick.
It was real quick, like that week.
Yeah.
And then so we traveled up there and we were there 2 days, 3 days.
3 days.
3 days.
3 days total. Filming.
Wow.
But yeah, that place is another monster facility. And it's not even open completely yet because they're just refurbing it and cleaning it up. Not refurbing, I guess cleaning it up. And because it sat empty.
That's the cleanest.
I mean, that's the cleanest investigation place you can go to. I mean, there's nothing on the floor. There's no dust.
No chip paint.
No chip paint.
Wow.
It's just like super clean.
It's like basically they locked the hospital and left.
Right.
Does it still have a lot of the items from the hospital in it?
Some stuff.
Some of it.
They do have some stuff set up, but generally most of the stuff they took out. But the operating rooms are all...
Well, I think it closed in like 2008 or something.
Oh.
So they probably had an auction. I'm sure they got rid of a lot of the stuff that way.
They produce a lot of movies there. They actually said right before we came there, they were doing a movie set right before we got there.
Mm-hmm.
They done a movie. I don't know what movie it was, but we got some interesting stuff there.
Yeah, it's if you watch the episode, there's a lot of we talked to. Couple that I guess workers or not caregivers, but what's the word I'm looking for? Like a caretaker.
Okay.
That they stay there when you do the investigation. They have like their own room just because of safety. You know, I mean, it's massive. Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
So they'll give you like the tour and all that kind of stuff. And then the one lady that's supposedly still there, Joanna. Joanna, she was like the nurse that worked there for like 50 years.
Oh.
They basically dedicated her life to that hospital, end up having a cardiac event and dying in the ER there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so she's still there. She works on the A3A or A3 wing.
A3.
And at the
intelligent conversation with her.
Really?
We're thinking it's her, yeah, because as soon as we got downstairs, we introduced ourselves and we're like, this is what we're here for. And that floor just lit up. Just like,
I mean, we didn't really get anything anywhere else except for there. I mean, we got a little bit of stuff here and there, but like, we got brain pod activity, EVPs, all sorts of stuff.
Yeah. She talked to us, and of course, a lot of stuff we didn't hear with our own ears. We caught on the mics. But that's definitely a good place. I think Destination Fear was there, and they caught some stuff with shadow figures and stuff like that. I didn't catch any shadow figures that I seen. It didn't feel threatening. It's hard to explain. It's like there was the one hallway. Was the only creep factor I got there. Went from the new section. We crossed over like a skyway into the old hospital. On the second floor, there was a hallway. Went from one end to the next.
But it was for the children area.
The children area.
And they had little cribs and little dogs.
And a lot of that's your mind messing with you. I feel like that's what it is.
But that was the only place I got like really creeped out. I'm just... The feeling, I don't know. At the end of that hall was the psych ward, mental health area.
Oh, gosh.
And
we got voices there, and we got the elevator chime. You know, like you hit the elevator.
Really?
And the door, yeah, we caught it on film. It's on the episode. Real random.
Love like, stuff like that.
So I had to reach out to Ronnie. I'm like, is there like a church bell or like a... city hall that rings out the hours, or you know, I mean, just to try to debunk it. And he's like, no. So I'm like, literally, it's like the elevator door open and it's like the chime, the door's open. Yeah,
I love stuff like that.
Yeah, that was really cool. Go ahead.
With you guys being firefighters, are you EMTs or paramedics? Either one of you?
We're both.
Well, I'm not a paramedic.
EMT.
Do you, when you go to hospitals, do you announce that to see if you can get like any interactions with any medical people?
You know, as far as what?
Well, just, you know, like nurse to EMT, because, you know, yeah, like when you were in at the hospital in Harriman, like with the nurse.
Oh, yeah. And that happened in the ER because there's like some tall figure back there, and there was something else they see in the ER, but they said Ronnie's like, yeah, we get a lot of activity back there. Okay. We didn't get nothing. Nothing on a trail cam, nothing on it. Because we went in, we're like, hey, you know, this is who we are. We're firefighters, EMT. Right. Yeah, so we're like, we introduce ourselves, and it's like, nothing. Just like they went on their business, and Junior and Pester with us. That was funny. That's what I told my son. That's why we get nothing.
But when we talked to Joanna, or Johanna, whatever.
No, Joanna.
Joanna. We told her that who we were and what we done. And I feel like that's why she talked to us.
Aw.
And we had a guy say, kill him.
Oh.
You want to? Yeah, like real random. Like,
it was probably me. It's
like you hear, kill me. I'm like, what did he just say? Kill me. But yeah.
It's always fun to hear.
Yeah. I think that plays a lot into it. I think people are comfortable. We try that approach, like on the pediatric ward. You know, you can get back to the episode. You know, I introduce ourselves. Yeah, we're firefighters.
Yeah,
we love to hear stories. We have, you know, we ride a big red fire truck. You know, and all this kind of stuff, and nothing. Yeah, but Yeah, I think it. We try to connect that way.
Yeah,
we try to go in that open minded and not as be as scary to the to them.
Well, the episode I watched, because I actually did go back and watch your one from Mackey's. You guys were respectful, and I appreciated that, because I hate to see people go in and act like jerks and start being mean to whoever happens to be there,
right?
Anywhere, not just at Mackey's. You know, it's
right.
Anywhere. I don't think you get the kind of results you would want to get if you were just
antagonizing
a human being.
Well, it's the same thing. I mean, you don't want that way when you're alive. You surely don't want it when you're dead. You don't want
exactly
there and yelling at you. And I know we try to stay away from always the same old stuff and same questions. But I mean, what are you going to do? You try to gather information, but it's like, how many times can you ask her, what's your name? You know,
how old are you?
How are you? How'd you die? I'm sure you've run through the gamut. What's that? Yeah, I know. But yeah, no, we appreciate that. We try our hardest. Like I said, we try to gather as much information and not be biased and not get down into a rabbit hole or pigeonhole and get sucked into something. And
the way I look at it is, I treat everybody equally.
Yeah.
I don't care if you're a drug addict or whatever. I mean, I'm going to talk to you like you're a decent person. I mean, that's just how I train. If I run a call, treat them like your grandma.
Yeah.
And that's how I investigate. I'm not going to go down there and call somebody stupid or
antagonize them or make them mad. No, it just comes back from our training. I just think we're just the way we're trained. We go out the door and we don't know what we're going to encounter, and some family member, or, you know, we're there. We see people at their worst.
Yeah.
If they call us, something bad has happened.
Right.
And I think that plays off into the paranormal. We understand that they're stuck there, or why they're there, or something. They're stuck in their death, and it's playing over and over and over again.
Yeah.
And I think we connect that way to a lot of people, and at least spirits, I guess, you know.
We try to.
You know,
it's a good rule of thumb. It's a good way to be.
Yeah, I guess expect the unexpected, because you never know what you're going to run into. So if we hear something, or it's like, okay, well, I guess we should hear something since we're hunting ghosts. Does that make sense? You know what I mean? We get on the street for a fire. Well, there's probably going to be a fire.
Right.
But
has
yeah,
there
I,
ever...
I mean,
go ahead.
No, okay.
I was just going to ask, has there ever been any times where you've just... something's really, really scared you? I mean, I know when you do this for a long time, you get a little bit jaded, so it kind of takes a lot. But I'm not gonna lie, there's been a couple times I've ran out of Bobby Mackey's, you know, and like I don't like to do things by myself. But what about you guys?
Well, that's one thing we never split up.
Like,
okay,
we'll go set a camera up or whatever like that.
Yeah,
but we're always together. That way, we can verify each other's experience. So,
and of course, we train that way too. We're always together in pairs.
Right.
So just natural.
Yeah. Yeah. I understand that.
I don't know. I don't think I've ever been to a point where I've shit my pants or ran out of a room scared. I mean, it's been times like, okay, let's just go out and get some air. But
when I kicked that bucket, it was...
Well, yeah, I think just because it was so intense. Yeah, but I don't think
it. The best part.
I don't think it was. We've been really overwhelmed with fear that.
Well, I know when we first started doing this together, we had a local spot. So I'm not going to say the place because I don't want people to show up there. But it was kind of like our first investigation for me and Angus together. And I didn't like going upstairs by myself. I don't know what it was. It was just something there that didn't want me there. And now I still kind of get like, but it's not as bad.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, I guess it's gotten used to us or me.
Like, maybe Bobby's for you. Just they're used to you. Or maybe you pick them on a bad day and they're like, I don't want you around.
Yeah.
Sorry, that's my wife.
It's okay.
It's
that's worked on the volleyball.
Now, as far as equipment, you got some. I love that portal you guys have.
Oh my God, we're like, I know, and I gotta get Matt to send you pictures of that. I forget, Matt. She wants pictures of that. Remind me, text me or this week where we'll be. I don't know what your schedule is and when you work or anything really about you, but we'll be in Mississippi Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Okay.
Definitely investigating all day Thursday and all night Thursday. So if you call me, you don't have Apple, do you?
No.
Well, we can do whatever. We'll figure something out. Maybe he can FaceTime.
You can call me.
We can maybe show you that ghost portal. She wants to see it.
It's something I rigged
up. Yeah, but that's how I actually got hooked up with her, because of Alex. She's seen it on our episode, text Alex, and I text us. Just tell her to text me, so we're not playing third-party stuff. But anyways, yeah, definitely this week, reach out to me or remind me if I don't text you, because sometimes we get busy and...
Oh, understand.
Hey, forget.
I forget stuff. But yeah.
He's got old numbers.
As far as equipment, and I had to laugh. We actually were just in Savannah at a Paragon. I'm thinking, we were actually in Savannah at a Paracon event. It was their first one.
Oh, wow.
And,
okay.
Yeah. Of all places of Savannah have their first one. But we did a little speaking there and that kind of stuff. We're going to the Gettysburg Bash to speak in July.
So lucky.
Yeah, the 14th, 15th, and 16th of July. So
it's
we're
be amazing.
So we do like a 45 minutes of presentation of how, like, you know, fire service, paranormal, the connection, and that kind of stuff, basically. But anyways, equipment, I laugh. It's like the fire service is the same way. So nothing's really changed in the fighting fire. You put the blue on the red. You know what I mean? Yeah, there's been some advances, obviously, in equipment and that kind of stuff. But fire's fire.
Yeah.
To a point. And it's like they're still trying to come up with gadgets. You know, buy this gadget. Buy this gadget. It's like the paranormal. It's the same thing. It's like, here, buy this app or buy this gadget. Buy this. Buy that. You know. But yeah, I think we have... quite a few toys.
So you like the toys, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I'm obviously that our best tool is your brain, and being yourself and letting your body experience things and that energy. But I think for our viewers, they like to see.
Yeah, if you're doing content, you got to have the toys.
You got to have the toys.
You just have to.
And that's what I try to tell people. We're like, well, you know, what's your favorite thing? I said, well, me is me, but.
Yeah.
People like SLS are like, you know, seeing stuff map out or hearing voices. So, but yeah, I think we pretty much have everything that's on the market.
Did you guys build your own SLS or did you buy it somewhere?
That was self-built. Built our own ghost portal. What else did we do on?
Yeah, everything
else we bought.
Pretty good to be able to build your own SLS. That's
it's not, like I said, if you, I can give you the specs and
that'd be cool because
what people are selling it for.
Yeah, they're not that.
How much did it cost to build yours? I couldn't get that, Matt.
Yeah, here's you're broken up still.
I don't know why mine's broken up.
SLS, you could probably build for $100.
Wow, ish.
Ish.
The problem
it's better
is,
than $400 or $500.
Oh yeah,
right,
yeah, yeah.
Right.
Like the I bought a better tablet. Like a Microsoft, a better tablet.
Yeah.
And the tablet itself was probably $80 just for a good tablet.
Right, right.
A big, good tablet. Then the battery pack. Yeah, you're probably looking maybe $200, $180.
Still.
They're selling them for $400 or $500.
Yeah.
And that's
like
crazy.
Some of those Huff portals that yours, I think, is actually better. A couple grand.
Isn't
that's
that crazy?
Ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
If you look at mine, if you look at the inside of it, you're going to be like, that's $25.
And it's not. That stuff's expensive.
It's got more than
that. Alex was laughing. He's like, is that a bomb? Because it was in that case.
Oh, Alex.
Yeah, he's funny. He's, yeah. But, yeah, we carry quite a bit. We are laughing. We're looking at upgrading a van or something like that, because we're getting to the point where it's a lot of stuff to try to tote and film. And
because I'm guessing you guys just do, you don't fly anywhere, you just drive.
No, not yet. Yeah, I'm afraid of flying yet with all that stuff. I don't know what you do,
Mike.
I'm not afraid of flying.
You're missing out.
I'm afraid of losing equipment.
Oh, okay, that I can understand. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's what travel insurance is for, though. You
know. I guess. I know. Yeah.
So a lot of this stuff on Michael. I mean, a paranormal pump. All those on Michael.
Oh, I don't know.
What did you just get? It took you like 4 months.
No, we ordered an Ovilus a couple months ago, Ovilus 5.
Where in the hell did you even find one that you could buy?
Oh, you can. He'll build you one. Bill Chapel. They're
really?
I think 560. They're about. He's about 2 months behind.
Lord have mercy.
Yeah, but he builds them himself because he used to, I guess, have a shop.
Oh.
He's on Twitter. Actually, I correspond with him quite a bit about stuff because I get hear him and Gary Golke because a lot of times we have some questions on stuff and they'll respond to you. But yeah, I think it was like 560. Oh yeah, I know,
stuff.
Right? My kids are like, "What are you buying this stuff for?" When you don't even see anybody, like, who are you filming? Nothing.
Oh my gosh, yeah, paranormal equipment's just outrageous because,
and a lot of
it's so
old.
Popular.
It's old technology too. A lot of it.
Oh, what kills me is like the little cat balls, the little cat ball toys that light up. Those things have tripled in price because they found that we use them.
That. Yep. Same as a fire server. As soon as you just say, oh, you can use this hammer in the fire department, doubles, triples in price. 100%. Same thing you can buy at Ace Hardware.
Yeah.
You pay triple for because it's NFPA or firefighter rated.
Oh, it's so ridiculous.
Crazy.
So ridiculous.
And something else I wanted to tell you, and I were sort of jumping around. I lost my train of thought when it came to, I don't know. Matt. That's all I wanted to bring up. I'm going to give a shout out to Matt with his drone. Have you seen any of the drone footage we do?
I saw the end.
Yeah.
When you were flying, like going down the highway. That was really cool. I like that.
With the wires.
Yeah. That's pretty brave there, Matt. I have a drone. I don't think I would do that.
We try to incorporate a lot of that drone footage and even interior, like Harriman Hospital. Matt actually flew around the hospital. So there is some drone footage of that on there. And then obviously outside stuff. And then we did some at Bobby's. I don't know if they liked it too much because they had a lot of resistance with it.
Yeah.
The ghost did, you mean, or Bobby?
Yeah, no. Bobby didn't care. Alex didn't care either.
If you watch the video, it kind of looks like it's being pushed to the side.
I don't know why.
There's no way I would put my drone in that building because they're mean with electronics.
So. Yeah, well, we found that out.
But good luck with your cameras.
Yeah, I know. We had to, on a serious note, we were filming at Carl's gravesite and that kind of stuff. Took the camera in. We were getting ready to shoot for the night. Set some cameras up. We did an introduction. We're walking up. Talking to Alex, blah, blah, blah. Okay, cut to the next scene. Okay, cut to the next scene. The camera's like, check card. Okay. I mean, it's a good camera. It's a Panasonic. It's like, check card. I'm like, all right, so we switch cards out. Check card. Like, literally, we corrupted that whole card and lost all that footage. So now I'm shitting my pants. Because, I mean, we do review stuff and listen to stuff when we're filming.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you just get busy and you don't take a break or you do a whole thing, cut. Okay, let's go try to back and watch it. Well, there's sometimes, you know, we didn't have audio. It's like, what? You know what I mean? What's happened? But it whatever happened destroyed that whole SD card.
See, now that is the time when my niceness would have went out the window and I would have been cussing at them.
Yeah.
Because they know better, at least with me.
Yeah, but.
Yeah, they're bad about that.
Yeah. For sure.
Well, you have a personal connection with them.
I'm not
going to go on. I don't know what it is. Hey, listen here, motherfucker. You fuck with my camera. Okay.
They like you, I guess, but
upstairs, yeah, because there's different ones upstairs. Because like, there's at least two portals upstairs. A creepy corner, because you guys were back there.
We didn't.
Tori got
sick. Oh yeah, I forgot about that. Our cameraman got violently ill.
Not surprised.
Like we didn't feel anything. He's just over there, like turning pale.
Once. Like I look over, I'm like, what is wrong with you? I should have filmed it.
Was he over in that corner? It's like if you're looking at the ballroom, it's a very far corner on the left. We call that the creepy corner.
Yeah, what is the significance of that?
There's a portal there.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, you can literally see shadow people going in and out of it a lot.
We got a couple of orbs coming out.
Yeah, like people that watched our last episode had pointed out on YouTube some of the stuff that we didn't see.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting. So, I mean, we actually kind of refer to the main floor as like a way station because we never know who's going to be there. There's the typical ones like Carl. He's there all the time. There's a perverted one. I call him Hank. He's always there. And then a lot of them are just, you know, come and go as they please for whatever reason. I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't.
The basement, they're all the same, though.
Yeah, what's up with who's in the basement?
We don't know. I mean, we don't know who they are. They won't ever, they have never told us their name. You know, everybody comes back. Oh, somebody, I got something on the record and say it was Scott Walling or Scott Jackson and Alonzo Walling. Like, guys, they didn't have anything to do with this place, but okay.
Right. We forgot.
Yeah, when you ask about that, you know, I mean, just in general,
mm-hmm.
you know, just.
There's one mean guy that he likes to rush people and he will get in your energy. And I've actually been sitting in the little cell that's in the well room.
Okay, Matt was in there.
I was in there by myself while my team was in the Wall of Faces room, and my energy was drained to the point where I had to have somebody come help me out because I couldn't stand up.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
We did. SLS was like nonstop in there, so I don't know what they're really? Doing there. But they wouldn't talk to us, and they wouldn't set off like the REM pod. But they did set the EMF detector off.
I thought you got a voice in there.
We got a long exhale when we were setting up for the shot, so... If you watch the episode, you'll see like a weird shot of like Matt bent over me doing something and like the camera not really on anything, but you hear like a long like a long exhale. I'm like, what was that?
They usually cuss
it
people
sounds
out.
Like me.
Oh, does it?
But yeah, you were in like, a shot, so you it wasn't you.
Right. It's right. Like,
yeah, but you can see Matt not even near it.
Yeah, we get a lot of fuck yous in that room.
See, we didn't get maybe just bad night. Maybe they, I don't know.
Maybe they liked you because, like I said, the women down there don't like us. So
we got our whistle.
Yeah, we did get a whistle.
That was in a tour.
That's interesting. I don't think
yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, it's a very odd place, you know. That's. Got a lot of misconceptions with it and the things that are supposedly there.
Yeah.
But you know, I like to tell the real history because for me it's disrespectful to the people who are still there when you lie about stuff just for publicity, in my opinion.
Now are you with Southgate? No.
Gatekeeper.
Gatekeeper. I'm sorry.
That's
I don't
okay.
mean to insult you.
You're fine.
And then I think I talked to your counterpart.
Laura would be the one who books everything.
Yes. That's how I dealt with Laura.
Yeah, she's the one who does all the office it's work.
You and Laura?
It's me, Laura. We have another girl named Jan and Alex. He's the newest one to our team. Okay. Alex is there a lot. Like he works there too, which I think he told you guys that. Yeah. Like
yeah,
he does
yeah.
he does
we
what we call the drunk
night.
Tours. And he does everything there. We don't do that anymore.
You
we
don't
just
do,
the Sunday through Thursday. I'm good with that. Yeah, the drunk tours are too much. It's too much. I couldn't. I'd kill somebody eventually.
Yeah, there was a other guy that worked there too. Older guy that works behind.
Oh,
the
Mark.
Account. Mark.
Mark. Yeah, he's a good guy.
Yeah, he told us a bunch of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then Alex. I didn't realize. Do you guys do much? As far as like investigations, and I know you told me you're trying to get stuff together, part of YouTube, and
well, I mean, I do a lot of stuff related with my podcast because I'm trying to get, you know, our name out there, obviously.
I get it.
I mean, we do stuff with Gatekeeper, obviously. I'm actually one of the co-founders, so, you know, okay. I'm still associated with Gatekeeper. We don't...
How'd you get a hook in with Bobby?
Their person who had been doing it for like 10 years and ended up quitting, and one of our former team members had seen it, and she had reached out to Bobby's wife, and we went in, met her, and 8 years later, we're still here doing it. So
I was just curious, that's all.
Yeah, I mean, it was very simple, you know. Bobby's, I love Bobby. He's just amazing. He's just a really great guy.
He's a good guy.
He doesn't believe in ghosts or anything like that. He just give him his guitar and he's happy, you know.
That's all he wanted to do is play the guitar.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And did you actually get to listen to any of his music when you were there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he signed for it.
He was playing
that.
Did he sing Johanna for you?
Yeah, well, I recorded and put it on the episode.
Yeah.
A little bit of it, just him singing.
That's actually my favorite song of his, even though she didn't really exist. But it's still one of my favorite songs. I love the song.
It's a good song.
It really is. I thought I would have done better.
He's. I think he's in the Kentucky Music Hall of Fame, too, or something like that.
Yeah,
he's,
no doubt. Yeah,
he's definitely a big deal in Kentucky. And
yeah,
thanks to all the paranormal stuff.
Oh, yeah.
People flock to him, and he's super nice to everybody who comes up to him. He will take the time and talk to everybody who comes up to him. It's amazing.
Yeah, we enjoyed it. We enjoyed him. And actually, we talked to his wife for a while first. And
Denise.
Then he got there and we talked to him in the green one, the green room.
That's my favorite room of the building.
We didn't go in there, no.
Not many people do. That's usually like 5 hours. That's usually where I'll sit because it's more comfortable. And then plus, there is a female ghost in there, which I think she may have been with the old casino because we have several EVPs of her saying get out because, you know, that big safe is there. So that's where all the casino money was.
Right.
So it's kind of like, you know, an employee telling somebody to, you know, get out. This is, you know, so we get that a lot. But I mean, she's never threatening or anything. She's never been mean to me sitting in or anything. But yeah, she hangs out there. She's protective of that safe.
Yeah. She's doing her job. Yeah.
Oh, goodness. Were there any other? Well, okay. So you guys are going to be in Mississippi.
We're going to Vicksburg this week to film.
Vicksburg this weekend.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. It's the second episode of this season. That's all.
Okay. How do people find you? Like, if they want to watch your videos or if they want to contact you guys,
find out
where you're going to be?
Yeah. We're on all social media outlets. Facebook at Southern Heat Paranormal, the same as Instagram. Twitter, we're SH Paranormal.
Okay.
I run a lot of the social media stuff. It's just easier with one.
Yeah, Matt looks confused right now. So, yeah.
Yeah. And then TikTok, Southern Heat Paranormal. And then our YouTube channel is Voices of the Past by Southern Heat Paranormal.
Okay. And I will put all of your links up in the description when I air this. And this will...
Yeah, or text them. If you want to text me, I can send you stuff to whatever's easier for you to make your job easier. I can give you. But yeah, we're on all major media, social media outlets. They can message us on there. We have a fan page where sometimes we'll put up some special merchandise, or if we're doing something, it's on the fan page first.
Oh, okay.
You know, one of those types.
Like if you're doing conventions and things like that.
Actually, here Matt and his wife are working on the merchandise, and we had some stuff done, and we're coming up with some new merchandise, t-shirts, and that kind of stuff. And Matt and his wife are sort of leading that up, and that should be out here in a few months.
Oh, that's cool.
So we'll have an online store and something different, you know. Than the old
connect the paranormal with the fire department.
There you go.
Cool.
Our little flame guy. But yeah. Do you have any questions like what we do, or, you know, and you mentioned too about school shootings. You said you're going to do a series on?
I would actually, that wouldn't be for the paranormal part. I would want that as a true crime part.
Yeah, and that's fine. Yeah. I mean, if you ever want some input on like and any of that kind of stuff on
I would love. Yeah. Yeah, because I mean, things like that. It's hard to find people who have, you know, kind of been first responders and, you know, obviously don't want to reach out to victims.
Right. That was 1996. So that was before all.
Before anybody.
And that would have been right after. No, Columbine was 99, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So,
99. So you're, there's a lot of college ones. I mean, was it Kent? What was the guy from the shot from the tower?
Oh, God. That was like 60s or 70s, wasn't it?
Yeah. But that
like,
was a school shooting that was on campus.
Well, yeah. That was like kind of the one that realistically, kicked it off.
Yeah. And then, but yeah, 1996, I was on Penn State campus, State College. But yeah, anyways, just all that energy. There's just so much energy.
I can't even imagine that. Yeah, I'm gonna have to do a little bit of research into that because I would love to, once I get the facts straight and figure out everything that happened with that and like, you know, the shooter and things like that. I would love to, you know, hear your all's first point of view.
I've never been to a school shooting.
Oh,
well, that's good.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
Yeah, that has to be hard. That absolutely has to be hard. I can't even imagine. Well, guys, thank you so much for coming on talking about your crazy ghost stories. Absolutely. And you are welcome back anytime you want to.
I'm glad you had us on. That was great.
Crazy.
Yeah. You were
we could talk for hours about stuff. Oh,
God, I know. That's the sad thing about this because people get so bored quickly. I tried to keep it about an hour, 45 minutes to an hour episode-wise. But some people, like my last one, we didn't shut up. We talked for an hour and a half. I had to break it up into two separate episodes.
We're hoping we didn't bore you. We hope we weren't boring. Or
no, not at all. You kidding me? We're trying to firefighters.
As much information as.
Well, it don't help. My headphones ain't worth a crap.
Oh wow.
That's okay. We'll get you some better ones for next time.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, I went and bought this mic, and I was like, "Oh, I'm gonna use this." No, that shit, crap.
Well, Mike, you sound good, though.
Thank you.
So. Sorry, Matt.
I let him talk anyways.
Oh, is he's the big talker of the group?
Sometimes.
Most of the time. I'm in track.
Oh. Well, you guys will be... I'm putting this on April 9th. It'll be Sunday, okay. April 9th is when this one will air. If you have time and can remember, can you send me some EVPs that you guys have caught and I can incorporate?
Yeah, I'll have to try to see what I have.
If you can, if not, it's not a big deal.
Okay.
It's a fine interview even without it. So.
Was it sound good? Was it all right?
As far as I know, it is. Yeah, I mean,
is the interview good?
Oh yeah, you guys were great. Yeah, okay, I didn't have to really probe you for anything. That's always nice. So you're very forthcoming and good with stories and things like that. Yes, you guys did wonderful.
Well, thank you. And then shoot me a text this week, and then if we do a live on TikTok, I'll let you know.
Oh yeah, definitely, because I would love to watch it.
Yeah.
You said you're going to be there Thursday, right?
We're going to film all day Thursday and all day Thursday night. So
gotcha. Okay. Well, I will shoot you a text then. Will you guys be safe driving down there and be safe while you're there?
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Have a good night. Bye.
You too.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Paranormal Whispers, a Through the Abyss podcast production.